Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and you may be listening in Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM or in Kamloops at CFBX, Prince George at CFIS, or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network, as well as on Blog Talk Radio. And today we actually have two special Davies. Surya is going to be calling in just a moment. She's got a really interesting event coming up in Vancouver on July 29th. And then the special guest of the day today is Davy Ward. And I'm going to tell you all about who she is in just a moment. But first of all, we have Surya on the line. Hi, Surya.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
As good as can be on a rainy day like today.
Aw, the plants need a drink. I like it.
I like it too, actually, because it means I don't have to water the garden. It means nature does it for me.
Yay!
Yay! No, it's beautiful. It's
Davy.
Beautiful here. That's why it's so beautiful and green here.
Hey, we've got a friend of yours in the studio right now.
Who's that?
I can't hear anything from you.
Oh, she can't hear you. It's Davy Ward.
Oh my gosh, Davy Ward is the greatest ever. I took her one of her classes two weeks ago now, and she's fantastic. So everyone,
yay! Well, thank you so much for that, Surya. I think you're
with her amazing. Her workshops are incredible. I love her.
Yay. Well, she's here. And so she just wanted to say hello.
I just wanted to say hello to you, Surya, and I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow evening at the Conscious Divas event.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, tomorrow night's going to be amazing. It's going to be a gathering of goddesses at this, it's called the Red Tent event. It's going to be amazing.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yes, me as well. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Likewise.
Oh, gosh.
Yay. Okay, so let's talk about your event so we can get on with the interview with Davy Ward. So what's happening this weekend? July 29th, you're doing a music video in the Downtown East Side?
Yes. So on Sunday, I'm doing a music video, and the song is called Where Do People Go? And it's kind of, it's a song about people who live on the street, and it was inspired by one night, a friend of mine who passed away in November. I think I was on the show around the time he passed away before, Randy Ponzio. A lot of people knew him. Mm-hmm. And so when I was out looking for him, this song started running through my head, and it turned into this whole song of, you know, about people who live on the streets and stuff like that, and where do they go, and how did they get there, and how can we kind of, you know, all work with them to, you know, accept them basically as you know, regular people just like us too. So I'm making this video there, and so around, I think it's gonna be around 6 or 7 o'clock, we're gonna have a big dance party down there, probably around Pigeon Park, so it's gonna be lots of fun.
Awesome. And you're raising money to feed the homeless that evening as well, right?
Yes, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to ask, I just put a call out for some donations for people to see if they can help with that, because I want to feed as many people as I can, really. I did some investigation with some friends of mine who do that on a regular basis down there, and they said the food of choice is pizza. So so they said that's the response, that's the food that they get the best response with. So I thought I'd just order a bunch of pizza and have juice and just try to feed, you know, just as an offering as well. Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to create kind of a party-like atmosphere.
Wonderful. So if people want to either get involved in the video or donate, or if they work for a pizza place, where can they contact you?
I guess the easiest thing to do is probably just go to my website, which is suryadevi.com, and just send me an email through there. It would be info@suryadevi.com. And just send me an email, whatever. We also want people to come down and dance and hang out in the video too, especially if anyone out there likes to. You know, the characters, the better characters, the better. You know, some of our favorite Vancouver characters, you know, anyone who wants to come down and dance and hang out. It's really I want to create this community feeling of like people coming together, you know.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. How fun.
Yeah. Cool. It's going to be excellent.
All right. Well, that's July 29th, and your website is suryadevi.com.
It is suryadevi.com.
suryadevi.com.
Yes.
Yay!
Yes. Yay! Awesome. And Marie, I wish I could invite you tomorrow night to this event, but I think it's already
sold out.
It's sold out, and I saw other people looking for tickets, and I think we're at capacity. So next time you have to come.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I have so many dates going on. I need to plan in advance.
I know. I'm telling you. I keep telling you this. We need to make a reality show about your dating.
We should.
I know. I'll help you. I'll interview you. We'll do role reversal.
Okay. No, I was thinking actually of, I was like, I meet so many geeky guys that are totally clueless, and I was thinking I should become a dating coach for these guys because they need so much help and they're so sweet, but clueless.
A lot of men are clueless. I found this in my when I was single and being out there in the world. I was like, a lot of men are clueless, and I thought the same thing. Maybe we need to write an ebook. We need to write an ebook for men on how to treat women. I'm sure Davey would have a thing or two to say about that as well.
Yes,
he's the master of that. You guys are going to have a great show. She's got all. I'm going to tune in right now. Actually, I have to get in the car. I can't wait to hear what you guys are going to talk about.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks so much for having me call in.
Take care, sweetie. Okay,
bye.
All right,
you
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
She's so sweet. And I love that you guys know each other. That's
great.
Awesome.
It's sunshine. That's a
synchronicity.
I believe Surya means sunshine in Sanskrit, so she's the goddess of sunshine.
Mm. She really is. She just lights up the world. I just love her so much. Okay, so now to introduce Davey Ward. She is the founder of Feminine Emergence and creator of Sacred Erotic Dance, which is a movement healing modality that uses the five core pelvic movements, authentic tantra, and sensual dance to produce physical, emotional, and spiritual healing in our relationship to sexual and sensual self-expression. And so just we're going to try and keep it as clean and PG family friendly as possible, since
Absolutely.
It is daytime, but listener discretion is advised because we are going to be talking about some juicy sensual sexual topics, so listener discretion is advised. So tell us a little bit more, Davey, about what you do and why you do it.
I am an authentic tantra educator and sacred erotic dance instructor, and I like to think of myself as a sensual empowerment coach for women. I teach methods to enhance and transform and expand your current sexual experience. And I do it as a method and a tool for personal development, personal transformation, and soul empowerment. And the reason I do it is because it has been my own process of healing, transformation, and really claiming my soul song as a woman, and my career path, and my spiritual path, and just being a full, healthy, wholly integrated human being has resulted from me healing, exploring and transforming my sexuality and my relationship to my sexuality. And so the methods, the tools that I use, because in order to create change, we need tools, right? So the tools that I use are authentic tantra methods, and I can explain a little bit more about those later, and sacred erotic dance, the five core pelvic movements, which is a really fun and non-threatening and physically healthy, invigorating way to explore our sensuality as women, to kind of carve out new territory in our hearts and our minds and our bodies by using movement and expression and joy and fun and celebration.
Mm, I love that. And it sounds like it would be good exercise too.
It's fantastic exercise.
And one of the ways I find that I really get grounded in my femininity is to turn up the music and just dance.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's primal. I mean, you know, we're tribal beings, human beings. We've been dancing from the time, you know, we could walk on two legs. So to do it in a way that that bypasses the intellect, just gets us totally present in our body. And then we start exploring. We get to see, like, how we feel in our bodies. Are there areas of, you know, discomfort in our bodies? I encourage women to use the five core pelvic movements to expand the mobility, motility of their pelvic girdle. And many women find that there are some areas and some movements that are really comfortable, but there are some movements that are really uncomfortable physically and also emotionally. Mm. So it causes us to kind of look at our cultural conditioning around what it means to be a sensually embodied woman. And we do this just through a very, very fun and non-threatening medium of movement and dance.
Well, as you were talking about the periods of discomfort for women, I can imagine that sometimes many women have been sexually abused. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine as they're exploring their sexuality and this erotic movement, things come up. Maybe that they don't even remember.
Absolutely. I actually had one of my star stories is in Hawaii. I was working with a woman who came to me for private lessons. And I didn't know when she first started that she had been severely sexually abused as a child. I had no idea. She just came in and said that she couldn't stand doing any kind of movement or any kind of breathing. She couldn't stand being in her body, but she knew I could help her, and so she just wanted to start somewhere. So within one session, she walked in the door, like, totally jittery, not able to, like, even be present in her body. And by the end of the session, she was able to actually sit calmly, follow her breath, and actually move her body with her breath. So inhaling as she expanded her movement, exhaling as she released the movement, that sort of thing, which she completely could not do when she walked in the door. And through working with her for about a period of 6 weeks, I discovered that she had actually been very severely sexually abused. And it was through doing the five core pelvic movements and the five elements of erotic expression that she started to heal a lot of her emotions around that had been stored in the cellular tissue of her body. And then about 3 months down the line, I actually met her therapist, I don't know if it was a psychiatrist or psychologist, but her therapist. And her therapist gave me a hug and was crying and said that she had gotten more out of this woman had gotten more out of her 3 months with me than in 16 years of therapy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That must just feel so good to be able to have such a tangible
experience.
Helping people. That's amazing.
Absolutely. And what I love is, like, it's not me, it's the method. You know, I'm just like the conduit for the method to come through. But, you know, to me, it's the method is powerful. Doing it is what transforms.
Wow. And I was looking at one of your videos on YouTube, and your partner was talking, your husband, your partner?
Okay.
He was talking about how some of the methods you teach, as far as you know, have not actually been taught in Western society yet.
Absolutely.
What are some of those things?
Well, we have instruction from our Tibetan Buddhist Lama who lives in Kauai, Lama Tashi Dundrup of the Shangpa Kagyu lineage, and he is what is called very generous with his instruction. And because it was a very small Dharma center, there was a intimacy in practice, meaning, you know, like he was able to teach us in small groups, and so there was a different level of instruction that came through. And so we got instruction in the secret Tibetan five element sexual and non-sexual teachings. And these are teachings that have been kept secret in the mountains of Tibet for 1300 years. And they come from a 2600-year-old lineage. They come from Buddha. But they had been kept secret in Tibet for 1,300 years until the Tibetans got kicked out, right? Mm. So as far as we know, these teachings have never been taught openly in the West, especially the sexual teachings, because most of the lamas from Tibet are monks. And so they don't need sexual teachings.
Yeah.
But our Lama Tashi is a tantrika. So he has sex. And so he has sexual instructions for using sexual energy to literally transform consciousness and achieve realization, enlightenment. Mm. And so the secret Tibetan five element sexual teachings are how to do that exactly. It is the how-to manual for realizing enlightenment through your sexuality.
So when we talk about realizing enlightenment, if you've studied this now, are you enlightened, or have you touched enlightenment and then you go back into being regular again? How does it work?
Well, the beauty of this is what's so exciting for me, is that the way that the human body is designed is such that every orgasm that we have is a taste of enlightenment, whether we're aware of it or not. So that's the beauty. So our sexuality and our spirituality are intrinsically linked. We are physiologically designed so that literally every orgasm is a taste of enlightenment. Mm. So part of Tantra is learning to expand that brief sneeze, that brief moment of orgasm, to last for 30 seconds, 30 minutes, several minutes, however long we can rest in that enlightened awareness. So if you think of orgasm in that bliss, Wow. It's freedom. It's pure bliss, free joy. That is our true state of mind. And so through our sexuality, we learn to relax there and rest there and hang out there, so to speak. And that affects absolutely every other aspect of our life because we are touching and tasting our true nature.
Wow. Okay, now I have another question. I know there are guys I'm dating right now that are listening to this. Do you teach men or is it just women?
Oh, yeah, we teach men too.
Okay,
yes,
men and women. Be wanting to sign up for the
Absolutely. We teach men how to last longer, retain their semen, and how to orgasm without ejaculating. Because those are actually two separate functions of the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So men are capable of at least 6 different kinds of orgasm. And women were capable of at least 8 different kinds. At least, I say.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That's exciting.
Thinking about a 30-minute orgasm, and I don't know if I can handle that. That'd be intense.
Well, it's interesting because they say that orgasm and meditation do very similar things in the brain, right? So when we meditate, we lose self-aware. We lose our concept or attachment to our sense of separate self. Same with orgasm. In orgasm, we lose all sense of self. It's just, like I said, pure bliss and pure joy. And so we learn through practicing Tantra. Tantra is yoga. It's methods that you do, and it's a practice that you do, and it's a fun practice. It's sex. You know, who doesn't like to do sex? So if we're going to do it, we may as well like have gourmet sex, right? We may as well do it right. So through our solo tantra and our partner tantra, we learn to relax in these high states of orgasm, and they just become timeless. So they're not like a climactic orgasm, like a high low, you know, like you hit a peak and then boom, you're down. It's not like night and day. It's more like a rolling wave of bliss that extends for a long period of time. And then you gradually realize, oh, I've been hanging out here for a very long time.
Wow. I love that. And your hand movement is rolling. It's very sensual. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, well, it's time to take a break. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. We are speaking with Davey Ward right now. And what's your website?
We have two. One of our websites is tantricartsoflove.com, and that is our Vancouver-based workshops, tantra workshops. We actually have one coming up in August. And then my classes and coaching and dancing for women is feminineemergence.com, and there's one E between the feminine and the emergence.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, took us a while to find that on Facebook today. The joke was how many women does it take to spell feminine? Because there's 3 of us in here going, why is this not coming up? But anyway, we'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Vancouver Frontrunners' 8th annual Pride Run and Walk kicks off Pride Week, Saturday, July 28th, 2012. This 10-kilometer run, 4-kilometer walk in Stanley Park raises money for local charity Out in Schools, bringing awareness and fighting bullying and homophobia in primary and secondary schools in Canada. Register as a team or individual for this fabulous event with incredible prizes for top finishers and the largest, fastest, and best-dressed teams. Join MLAs and all of your friends at the largest Pride Run and Walk ever. Support a great cause and have a blast. For more information or to register, visit www.vancouverfrontrunners.org. Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded and CITR 101.9 FM are proud media partners and supporters of the Pride Run and Walk.
This year, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of Canada and Abbott Canada are launching a new scholarship program in support of inflammatory bowel disease, IBD, and student care. The organizations will extend 7 one-time scholarships of up to $5,000 Canadian to students living with IBD who are entering into or currently attending a post-secondary educational institution. For more information and eligibility, please visit ccfc.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are joined today by Davey Ward, and you can find her at feminineemergence.com. And welcome back to the show.
Yes, thank
Hello.
You.
Hello. So I want to talk about, there's so many aspects, and sexuality really, I mean, it's funny how some people deny their sexuality, but nobody would be here without sex.
Absolutely.
Every person came out of a woman, is uncomfortable as some people may find that. It's true. So I actually wanted to ask you, I was at a party this weekend and I noticed sometimes, especially when there's alcohol involved, but even when there isn't, how single women can become very competitive with each other to the point where I know I've talked with men and for the most part, they find it very unattractive. It's it's not feminine. Mm-hmm. It's the competition, that's a male trait, right? A masculine energy. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to know your feelings on that and how your erotic, sacred erotic dancing can transform that energy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I can speak from my own personal experience, and that has been that as I've healed my relationship to my sexuality and become sexually empowered and sovereign, so to speak, unto myself sexually, I have no need, no competition energy with women because I'm not looking for something external to satisfy me, to fill me up. Mm-hmm. I enjoy I am my own source of satisfaction, right? And partnership is like, it's something to be entered into when it's a mutually enjoyable thing. Like you both want to get together, not like I'm trying to trick someone into being with me. So I think as women, we're taught literally to compete with each other out of this idea of scarcity of affection or scarcity of, you know, of the right man and that kind of thing. And I've actually found that as women, when we reclaim our power, our sexual power, we have no, there's just doesn't exist. We have no need to fight with each other for a man because there's a sense of peace and inner contentment and ease and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Trust and self-connection and self-fulfillment. And that's powerful, to be fulfilled from the inside out, mm-hmm. as opposed to looking from the outside in, mm-hmm. right? So what I found in my sacred erotic dance classes especially is it doesn't even occur to me that I've got a group of women and that they would compete with each other in any way. Like that doesn't even enter my frame of reference. I just assume we're here together and we're going to play and we're going Yay. To play sexy and this is fun. And so far, that's exactly what occurs. And it's been interesting for me that at the end of quite a few 8-week series that I've had here in Vancouver, some of the women have commented specifically like how refreshing and enriching and healing it's been for them to be in a class with 10, 20 women and feel a sense of camaraderie and sisterhood and connection as opposed to the competition mm-hmm. that most women are bred or conditioned to act out with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it really interesting because my classes are geared towards sensual empowerment and sensual expression. And so that has to occur in an environment of safety and sisterhood. And I believe, you know, we are sisters as women. We bleed, we birth, we go through our heartbreaks and the way we relate, we are truly sisters. And so it just seems part of our inherent feminine just nature to have that sense of inclusion and camaraderie and non-competitiveness. And I think a lot, like I said, I'm repeating myself, but I think a lot of it has to do with our relationship to our sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And we as women are taught to be sexually disempowered. That is a fact. We are taught to not speak, not express, not enjoy. Good girls don't and bad girls do. Mm-hmm. Right?
But the bad girls are so much more fun.
Yes, the bad girls are so much more fun, but there's a lot of negative repercussions to being a bad girl. You're an mm-hmm. outcast, you're from the wrong side of the tracks, you have, you know, pregnancy out of childbirth out of wedlock, you know, the bad girls are the ones that get raped and deserve it, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I say bad girl, I mean the women who are sexually empowered
Absolutely.
And confident enough to tell you what they want.
Absolutely. And how interesting that we consider that bad, mm-hmm. that's a bad girl.
Yeah.
You know? So our role models for women, we have no sexually empowered role models as women that are like healthy, that are powerful. They're either like porn stars. Those are the only women that we actually see fully demonstrating their sexuality.
And they're not sexually empowered. They're being victimized.
9 times out of 10, I would say yes.
Not all the time. 9 times out of 10.
And I've seen some porn where the women are having a good time. You mm-hmm. know, they're enjoying themselves, and that's great. But yes, I agree. It's not a healthy empowerment. I wouldn't call it a fully empowered because they're ignorant, too. They're suffering the same sexual delusions that most people are,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, on the one hand, though, with pornography, for some people that can be a step in the journey. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? Like that, they realize, okay, I can enjoy sex and I can be, you know, air quotes, the bad girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe beyond, then they experience that for a while and realize, oh, that wasn't quite what I thought it was. And then they move to a higher level. So
Absolutely. So I actually had a huge healing in regards. That was part of my sexual healing. So I was a good girl. Well, I mean, not always in action, but I tried to be because I wanted, you know, acceptance and I wanted the right guy to marry me and all that stuff, you know, the fairy tale, Prince Charming. And so I shut down my sexuality, right? I was sexually ignorant, just like the rest of us, mm-hmm. you know, when I started this journey. So I actually had this amazing healing in regards to pornography because I thought it was nasty, it was bad, it was wrong. It was a big wrong thing. And Jacques invited me one night for one of our tantra sessions in the beginning he invited me to watch pornography while he pleasured me. Hmm. And I was like, ooh, that sounds scary and revolting at the same time. But I did it. And it, what was so healing in it for me was to just watch this and allow myself to be aroused by watching two people have sex. Because it's arousing. It really is, you know? In movies, that's why they have sex scenes in movies. Because it's hot, right? So to just watch and just the process of allowing myself to be turned on by this thing I think is wrong. Mm-hmm. But to just allow it and then to let myself be pleasured to the point of orgasm. It was like, it was so bad. It was so bad and wrong. And it was so awesome to do.
Good for you.
It was part of me expanding my sexual boundaries, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to put the phone number out there if anyone wants to ask Davey Ward a question today. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And I will put you on the air. I want to ask you, Davey, what are some of the issues that people typically work on? And the biggest one that came for me, I was in the shower today thinking about the interview, and I'm like, abandonment issues. Mm. I bet. Like sexuality and abandonment, it seems to be like really intertwined.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sexuality and abandonment, that isn't something that most people though will necessarily come to us for. Most people are looking for, couples are really looking for a way to enhance the intimacy mm-hmm. and deepen the connection. So they're not just having sex. They're making love.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So they want methods to deepen intimacy, deepen connection, have a more spiritual, sacred sex life, especially married couples. If you're going to be married and having sex, you may as well have it be like the best sex of your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's basic sex education as well. It's where's your G-spot? You know, how does it work? Why? What are the 8 different kinds of orgasm? And how can you experience those for yourself? You know, because every woman is capable of being multi-orgasmic. Every woman is. And yet, up to 80% of women have never had more than one clitoral orgasm. And there's reasons for that. It's because we store emotional sexual trauma in our genitals. So how do we heal that? How do we awaken that? And how do we restore our natural multi-orgasmic capacity as human beings?
Mm.
How to pleasure a man? How to help him retain his semen? How to cultivate the 6 different orgasms for men? Why men should retain their semen for long periods of time for health and longevity. So basic things about the way the body works and the way the body works with sex. Sex is actually medicine. It's good for us. It's physically healthy. It's regenerative. It's anti-aging. It's all kinds of fantastic things. So it's the sex education that we should get in school, but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that people come to us for. And then absolutely the healing of emotional wounding, the healing of sexual traumas, and all of that occurs through using the methods. So it's through the process. For me, I actually remembered being sexually abused as a child. I hadn't for 37 years. I actually remembered it and healed that trauma in my solo tantra, in my self-pleasuring sessions over a period of several months. So it's literally the process of using the pleasure, the sexual pleasure and the emotional pleasure of pleasure for healing and releasing trauma that's stored in the cellular tissue of our genitals.
Mm.
And we can talk about our sexual abuse for the rest of our lives, but until we actually apply physical touch and breath and sometimes movement to that area, it won't actually fully release from the cellular tissue. And so we'll continue cycling over the same story over and over again, and there won't be transformation or true healing or true release.
Mm, oh, that's so beautiful. And another question is coming up for me. You mentioned married couples.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple questions about that. But also, I'm wondering what your stance is or how you work with people who maybe have multiple partners or who are more polyamorous. Do you have any Do you work with people in that area?
Oh, absolutely.
As well?
Jacques and myself have an open polyamorous relationship. And for us, you know, it has very much to do with self-connection, personal integrity, communication. You know, the reality is that people have this idea that when you start exploring your sexuality, you're just going to be like, you know, promiscuous and free for all and whatever. And that the opposite has actually been true for myself and Jacques and many other people as well. The more healed and integrated I've become with my sexuality, the more discerning I am mm-hmm. about who I have sex with and the more clear I am about what my motivation is. When I was ignorant around sex, I'd have sex with guys just because I wanted, you know, appreciation or I wanted attention or all these different motivations. Now that I'm connected and healed with my sexuality, I know I have clarity about what my boundaries are and what needs I'm attempting to meet through the method of sexual expression. So is it really going to meet my need for connection? Is it really going to meet my need for deep intimacy and love? And contribution, giving, the giving and the receiving of pleasure. So for people, yeah, it doesn't matter what style of relationship you choose to be in. In my opinion, all healing starts from the inside out, all transformation, and our approach to life begins with ourselves. And so the more connected we can be to our sexuality and our sensuality and our spirituality, the more that's going to influence every action that we take in life and every connection that we make in life. And so whether your relationship strategy is monogamy, polyamory, homosexuality, whatever, it's irrelevant. As long as we're clear about meeting the needs for connection, love, intimacy, integrity in our actions and causing no harm. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Cause no harm.
I guess because for me, what the image that comes up is Kim Cattrall's character on Sex and the City, mm-hmm. how she was very empowered, or it seemed mm-hmm. that she was very empowered by having casual sex with many men. And yet you would see this underlying theme where it was really more of a surface empowerment.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, that character, she actually had some emotional wounding around sexuality. She had a fear of actual intimacy. You can F-word anybody, but to actually make love and spiritual communion. So that's the point with Tantra. It isn't just about better sex. It's how to cultivate spiritual communion with yourself and your partner and then every other person that you meet in life, whether you're having sex with them or not.
I'm just making note of the time so I can edit out the little F-bomb there for the stations that syndicate.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I got the...
It's out there. Woo! I did say listener discretion was advised in the show today. All right. So, okay, excellent. And my next question is, what do you do if... I mean, this is... So often it comes up, whether it's a sexual journey or a spiritual or just general self-betterment, self-growth. Mm-hmm. What do you do if you're in a committed relationship and you want to better yourself, you want deeper, intimate sexual connections, and your partner is just out to lunch? What do you do?
This has actually come up, and it comes up, it's actually come up for quite a few men as well as women. And I always say, start with yourself. You know, free yourself and the rest will follow. Free your mind and the rest will follow. So and the thing is, it's so multifaceted. So I actually had a student who that was her experience. She was really wanting to cultivate her own sexuality as a woman, and her partner wasn't interested in playing with her. So she learned the art of self-pleasure for women. She learned how to take care of herself. She learned about, you know, her own body. She learned how to open and awaken her own G-spot. She learned how to cultivate her own sensuality. And then she simply invited her partner to do it with her. It was simply an invitation. And so they were making love, and she was doing these techniques, and he was like, he became interested. He was like, well, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm doing this thing. And he's like, well, can I do it with you? Yeah, okay. You know, and it by her transforming her sexuality, it transformed the sexuality of their relationship. Because in my opinion, I mean, unless the partner, if it's truly a partnership and you're truly on the same page in many other areas of your life, and it's just this one area that you're not necessarily on the same page, by me embodying that which I seek, it can't help but affect the relationship, mm-hmm. my most intimate relationship. Of course it's going to translate to it. And then it's an invitation. I mean, every sexual partner that I've ever had in my life has wanted to learn about my pleasure. I've just been terrified of communicating about it until mm-hmm. I learned Tantra, right? So for me, I really believe that if we are attuned to our sexuality and we're able to clearly communicate our desires, our needs, our want, our passion to our partner, of course they're going to respond. Of course.
Wonderful. So I love the word invitation.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're inspiring your partner
yeah.
to be interested rather than like, how come you don't blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, it's like, hey, this is what really turns me on. Do you want to do it with me? And hey, I'm curious about what really turns you on. Would you be willing to tell me? You know, it's an exploration. I think one of the things that's really lost in our relationship to our sexuality is the innocence and the play. Mm. It's a fun, beautiful thing, and it gets like serious and all these expectations and all that. And yet, it's this beautiful, innocent, pure expression of what it is to be human.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It seems like in our Western society that the innocence has really been taken out of sexuality.
Absolutely, yeah.
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 Do you have anything more to say about that? It just seems like the theme of what's the word, with not victimization, but when we display women as sexual objectification,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and it really makes it more dirty. It makes mm-hmm. it harsh mm-hmm. rather than just, you know, easy and
playful and loving and joyful. Yeah,
like the love. I mean, these days, little boys are getting expelled from kindergarten for, you know, kissing a girl on the playground.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. 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 Innocence lost, right?
Yeah.
What happened to the good old days when you could just kiss your
yeah.
kiss your crush, your kindergarten crush?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's like, oh, he's sexually harassing me.
When he's four.
Yeah. Like, okay, where is he learning this behavior? It's inappropriate.
Yeah, well, I think, again, our culture teaches us to either ignore or fear our sexuality. And so it's fragmented, you know, it's unhealthy, it's completely fragmented. It's like a schizophrenic mind our culture has about sexuality and pleasure. You desire it, but feel guilty and want it, but mm-hmm. hate it and express it, but only here, repress it most other places, but read 50 Shades of Grey, you know. I mean, it's like, it's insane. It drives people, and so that's our mind about our sex. So of course there's very little innocence, and innocence comes from it's purity, right? It comes from a healed place. It comes from a place where we've let our guards down, where we're both partners are emotionally vulnerable, we're connected, we trust each other, mm-hmm. and that's what true intimacy is. It's that trust in that sacred space of love.
Yeah. Beautiful. I love that. So can we talk about you have mentioned one experience with the woman who had been sexually traumatized mm-hmm. and healed so nicely from that. What are some of the other stories you have that from your sacred erotic dance and your authentic Tantra?
Right. Well, there's so many. So sacred erotic dance specifically. Recently, I had one of my students write a beautiful testimonial that's actually on my video clip on my website of me demonstrating the five core pelvic movements. And she said that through taking my class, she not only was able to transform her experience of being a woman and essentially embodied woman, but it also helped her to become a more compassionate and attentive lover, which I found, like, wow, amazing. So for her, by tuning into her own sensual expressions, it enabled her to tune into her partner's sensual expression and also just be more compassionate as well and present with her partner, because she was present for herself during her own process.
Mm.
Some other things are, because the five core pelvic movements are healthy and strengthen the pelvic floor, some women have reported having better orgasms, you know, or increased their sex drive. I know for me, I'm doing this 21-day pleasure program which you can join on my website for free. And part of it is to do the 5 core pelvic movements every morning and do one of the tantric visualizations with the fire element, which is the sex chakra. And I've been doing it for 5 days and my libido is going through the roof. I'm like, oh my God. Stirring up the juices. So yeah, so I think, you know, anytime we focus on our sexuality and it gets the energy moving, right? But then actually do practices, do like movement practices or do breathing practices that actually work with that energy, it's just going to unlock it and enrich it and enhance it. And then that's going to, again, transfer to every aspect of our life. So if we're wanting more energy and more vitality, well, sex is vital energy. It's our creative life force. So if we allow that energy to flow through our body more freely, we'll have more available energy to contribute to life.
I love that. So let's talk about how that spills over into not just your relationship, but the rest of your life. I mean, what kind of things happen to people when they get into their feminine power and their sensuality?
Lots of things. I mean, I can speak for myself personally. It was through healing, like I said, through healing and transforming my sexuality that I actually aligned with my career path in life. I mean, I was like wandering around like a gypsy for 10 years until I was like, oh, I healed my sex. And I'm like, oh, tantra teacher. Okay. Nice. This isn't sacred erotic dance instructor. Wow. Because I was fully embodying it. I think there's so much energy that's locked up in sexual repression, sensual repression, our fear around our sexuality, our wounding around it. It takes so much energy. It binds up so much energy. And when we start like unlocking that and releasing it, it can't help but blossom and flower into every area of our lives. So a lot of women find, yes, it enhances their relationships. They feel more able to deal with everyday life, more peace of mind, more balance. It's healthy, so they have tend to have more vital energy, more immunity, more resistance to disease. And I'd have to say more just inner contentment. I think that's a huge, completely underrated thing in our world, but huge, is to have that inner sense of peace and contentment and trust in life and just like the flow of life. And, you know, stuff comes up and it appears and there's crises and obstacles and here they are and they're going to go away. So having that sense of ease and allowing the transient experiences of life to come and go without being so deeply affected by them and holding on to them.
And so another question's come up for me, and you have mentioned self-pleasuring, but there are a lot of people out there that become very frustrated because they are single. And solo. And it's sort of that balance between, well, I don't want to go out and just have random casual sex with a stranger, but I need to get some. So let's talk for a minute about your solo clients and the work that you do with them.
Oh, absolutely. I teach the art of self-pleasure for women. I also teach it for men, but I focus specifically on women. And it's how to go about, it's how to turn your ordinary masturbation into an actual self-healing practice and nourishing sex for yourself. Because I think our masturbation, again, it's full of shame, it's full of guilt. It's like, okay, I'm just going to do this and have this one clitoral orgasm in 10 seconds or less and boom, I'm done and that's it. And yet we're unsatisfied. We're deeply unsatisfied. So it's how to actually create a sacred sexual experience for yourself. Because if you can't do it for yourself, how are you going to do it for anybody else, right? And then how to cultivate our sexuality, how to awaken our G-spot, I teach women to learn how to ejaculate, where their A-spot is, so how to cultivate
this is new to me. Okay.
A-spot, yeah. So yeah, we can have all, so some of the 8 different kinds of orgasm, where we can have clitoral orgasm, we can have G-spot orgasm, we can have A-spot orgasm, which is the anterior fornix erogenous zone, and it's up above the G-spot on the anterior wall of a woman's yoni. And we can have cervical orgasms, we can have anal orgasms, we can have blended orgasms, which are a combination of clitoral and G-spot, or clitoral and A-spot, or clitoral and cervical. We can have ejaculatory orgasms, we can have whole body orgasms, we can have orgasms from having our nipples stimulated. So I don't know how many that was, but we can have a whole slew of different, and each orgasm is, it's like a note in a symphony, right? So it's all these different beautiful notes. And I don't share this with women so that they can feel inferior if they haven't had these orgasms. I'm simply saying this is your potential. And I know for a fact that every single woman on this planet can have these experiences. experiences, because when I started doing this, I could have one clitoral orgasm. I had no idea where my G-spot was. I had pain during penetration. I was horrified at the thought of communicating to my partner about my pleasure or what I might enjoy more. I was completely sexually wounded. But I didn't know it. That's the thing. I thought it was normal, you know, because that's the way we're conditioned. We just go through life and we don't know what our potential is. So I share this with you, with women, so that we can know that our potential is vast and limitless, and that there's so much more than our current experience. And it doesn't take long to get there. It simply takes the correct methods and applying them. And again, it's our sensuality that we're exploring. So why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we take time out of every day, 20 minutes out of every day, to cultivate our sensuality? Like, what a gift that is to life, what a gift it is to our children, our partners, our planet.
Beautiful. I'm curious whether you've ever had any clients that have experienced are victims of genital mutilation, because I imagine opening up that array of possibilities to them would be...
Yeah, you know, I actually haven't had any clients or students that have been victims of genital mutilation. So that's just a tragic thing that breaks my heart, mm-hmm. absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the beauty is, you know, genital mutilation, meaning, are you talking specifically about labiaplasty or clitorectomy?
Either.
So that obviously that's going to be a devastating trauma. And there's also really amazing, beautiful erogenous zones inside the yoni. So not all of our pleasure is clitorally based. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a misnomer.
Wonderful. Okay, so it is time for a break. We will be back with more Synchronicity in just a moment. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We are speaking with Davey Ward. We have just a few minutes left in the show, so if you have a question, give us a call right now, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487, and you can find Davey at feminineemergence.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking with Davey Ward, and she was just telling me during the break that she also has a website, AuthenticTantra.com. And what goes, tell us about the delightful things that go on there.
Well, we're actually really excited about AuthenticTantra.com. It is an online tantra education school. And you can learn online in the comfort and privacy of your own home and at your own pace. You can learn absolutely everything that we teach in our workshops online. And you have access to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for an entire year. So you can go back and review it as often as you want, which I find very helpful for learning. also what we have online are very artistically done live demonstrations of the vulva G-spot massage, the semen retention, and the art of male pleasuring, as well as the tantric breathing. So it's very artistic, very artful, but you do get to see how these methods are actually done. And we actually caught on film, I actually went through a tantric healing experience with Jacques during my vulva massage, and it was completely unplanned. We were hoping that we'd catch some Davy ejaculating, but instead we caught Davy crying. So I actually went through an authentic tantric healing experience, which we caught on film, which was priceless, because you get to see the whole process of me and Jacques communicating to each other about what's going on. Is the blockers arising? Do I need more pressure here? Do I want him to stop? And so you get to see the whole dynamic flow of us communicating as I release a sexual trauma.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very beautifully done, if wow. I don't say so myself.
Cool. Well, coming up in just a few minutes is Parts Unknown here on CITR, and I have another question. This is something, I don't know how to phrase this, just mm-hmm. in case people are listening that I know. It's been my experience that some people just have this innate intuitive ability, you know, so, like, as an example, some people are great at massage. Other people, mm-hmm. doesn't matter how much you tell them. Same with kissing. Mm-hmm. You can go through like, oh, soften your tongue or do mm-hmm. this. And they just, mm-hmm. you know, they might improve a little bit, but they just don't get it.
They don't get it.
And same with sexuality. Like, you can be very clear and mm-hmm. very caring and guiding them. Mm-hmm. And that they just don't really seem to get it. What's the difference between someone like that and someone who has the intuitive ability to just be like, oh yeah, I just have to like do this just a tiny bit different, and then they instantly get it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference, and can you fix those ones who don't get it?
You know, I think to a degree, so part of what we're talking about here is attunement, right? Mm-hmm. So I think part of it is if a person like you're describing who just isn't quite syncing with you, can't quite attune to you, yes, there are methods that we can recommend. So one of the core things that comes up for me is the tantric breathing. So when two or more people breathe together at the same rate and the same pace, their heartbeats will actually synchronize.
Mm.
So it's called entrainment. So if you think of our ordinary sex, you know, we kiss and whatever, and there's some touching and some fondling, and then, okay, then you go to the sex. So that doesn't leave a lot of time for actual connection, energetic harmonizing.
Mm-hmm.
So by using the tantric breathing first, before you begin your touching, before you begin your sexual intimacy, you literally attune to each other. Then there's other methods that can take you deeper, so that you're actually attuning your chakras, your energy centers to each other quite profoundly before you engage in your lovemaking. And it sets a foundation for more than just physical connection, but actual energetic soul connection.
Mm.
And from that place, it becomes more of a dance. You're dancing each other. And so just like little tweaks here and there to kind of stay on target, whatever that target is, right? My guess would be that when we encounter people who just can't quite seem to get it, it has more, we need to be harmonized more deeply. We need more of an energetic click connection. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that's not going to happen with everybody. You know, like they talk about chemistry. Some people you're just like, you hit it with, and some people are like, yeah, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just part of, you know, the way we are as human beings. Sometimes we connect really deeply and sometimes we don't.
Okay. Because it's been my observation that the men that have trouble, for me, that I have trouble connecting with on that physical level, even just when it comes to kissing, they tend to be these overly analytical.
That would make sense.
In
Absolutely.
Their head.
Absolutely.
So they can't
feel you
in their body, right?
Exactly.
And, yeah,
they feel you. They're not feeling you. Yeah, mm-hmm. And so that's absolutely correct. If we're in our intellect and our mind, then we're not actually present to the connection, the energetic connection between two human bodies. And so we often think that we're just these physical meat bodies walking around, but we're not. There's so much more to us. We are literally, we're intuitive, we're energetic, we're vastly more than we imagine ourselves to be. So it's a holistic approach to sexuality.
I love it.
Yes.
holistic. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm so excited. I just feel like people are going to be inspired by this. And I hope, I don't know, I talk so much about my dating, and it's becoming, before, when I was thinking about pitching a show to CITR, I was either going to do a show about sex and relationships or spirituality. Mm. And you've been on CITR's sex show.
Yes. Sexy in Van City. With Carolyn, yep.
Yeah. So I was like, well, there's already a sex show, so I'll do a show about spirituality. But isn't it interesting how sexuality and spirituality are
intertwined?
Yes.
Yeah, they're intricately linked. There's no separation. Our mm-hmm. culture has caused us to sever those, separate those in our mind
very
and our
strongly.
Bodies. Absolutely.
Yes.
And it is part of our birthright as human beings that those two are, sexuality and spirituality, come to union within the human vessel. Mm-hmm. That is our birthright.
And I love how Caroline from Sexy in Van City really brings a lot of the spiritual aspect to her show.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great.
And
yeah.
sexy. In Van City.
She is very sexy, yes. And she's on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock, I think, here on CITR.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Sexy in Van City, if you're interested in checking that out. It's not all just down and dirty. It gets very deep and authentic.
Profound.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep. Love it. So we just have a couple of minutes left in the show, and I'm wondering, okay, so your website, AuthenticTantra.com, is where you can get all of the videos that are... you would experience if you were in a live class.
Absolutely.
So
and then some. Because we don't do live demonstrations in the live class.
Oh, okay. So even
more. So you
more.
Get bonus. Yes.
And then feminineemergence.com is for the dancing.
That's for the dance. And I also do soul coaching for women, soul song coaching. So it's tantra coaching for women. It's how to actually activate and awaken and start exploring your own sexuality as a woman. And it's specifically classes, and the coaching is specifically designed for women. And also we cover like how to communicate with your partner about your sexuality, and then also methods for pleasuring your partner, you know. And my soul song coaching is good for heterosexual women, homosexual women, whatever your sexual flavor. If you're a woman, I got it.
Wonderful. Ooh.
Got you covered.
So is there anything important that you want to get across today that maybe I haven't asked about?
Not that you haven't asked about, but the one thing that I really love leaving with listeners is the reality, the absolute fact that every orgasm we have is literally a glimpse of your true nature. It is a glimpse of enlightened awareness. And so the more we can explore our orgasmic juice, our orgasmic bliss, the more we are literally aligning with our true purpose on this planet.
Mm, I love that.
So your sexuality and your spirituality are the same thing. So let's work together to unite them.
Yay! Enjoy. And whether you are a couple or a single, you can experience sexual and spiritual enlightenment all on your own if you need to.
Absolutely. In fact, my solo tantra is the best sex I have is with myself.
I love it. Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been such a pleasure
having you
hang out here. And again, today's guest has been Davey Ward. You can go to her website, AuthenticTantra.com or FeminineEmergence.com. Thanks so much for being with me today. I just want to send extra love and sparkles out to you today. It's been my pleasure to serve you with the show, and I'll be back next Monday with more Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Be well. I love you so much. Namaste. Yeah. Crossroads for a time, only to part again. Always moving, always letting go. Always moving, that's the way to grow. It's been 2 hours since you've called, saying you decided to go, and it's finally hit me that you'll be gone, gone forevermore. Your touch, your light, your soft, gentle way
will be gone beyond my touch, my reach, gone forevermore. And I cry, yes, I cry, wondering if you know how much I love you, how I miss you so. And I cry, yes, I cry, wondering if you know how much I love you, how I miss you so. Paths cross for a time, won't it apart again? Always moving, always letting go, always moving, that's the way to grow. Always moving, always letting go, always moving, that's the way to grow. Always moving, that's the way to grow. Always moving, that's the way to grow.